When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
While the world whizzes by, enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee, then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown and your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6, all just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle. Available at your neighborhood Tim Horton's. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
Bank of Ghana to act quickly and reduce the policy rate following a further decline in inflation rate for the month of July. Also in this bulletin, government insists measures rolled out to check budget overruns are already yielding results. Plus, popular retail centers Accra Mall and West Hills Malls have been taken over by South African firm in a new deal. We will tell you more on that. We have details of these and more lined up for you. Please stay. As always, the Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, solid protection. I am Pius Kojobaka, and look now at our stories. Government is insisting that measures rolled out to check budget overruns are already yielding some results. The Ministry of Finance has introduced a series of policy measures aimed at dealing with expenditure as we get close to the elections period. Abner Sasare is the Minister of State at the Finance Ministry.
Having every dealings, every expenditure line item on the gift list. That is very, very important, such that you don't spend monies that you don't have. So once a ministry has been given this allocation and it's on gift list, already we have begun by bringing 285 ministries, departments and agencies that raise their own internally generated funds on gift list, so that we have a view of how much money they raise and how it is spent. We are also working to bring on about 500 more of these institutions and agencies. All of this will help check spending outside the gift list, such that you do not spend what you don't have. So these reforms are very, very important. And as part of the reforms too, we are trying as much as possible to digitalize almost at every point where we collect revenues with the Ghana.gov, so that government has a fair view of all revenues that it collects.
Abner Sasare is the Minister of State at the Finance Ministry. Now, the National Chamber of Commerce and Industry is asking the Bank of Ghana to act quickly and reduce the policy rate at their next Monetary Policy Committee meeting. It is coming after the inflation rate for the month of July dropped for the fourth consecutive month to 20.9%. Chief Executive of the Chamber, Mark Bedwabwaji, says the Bank of Ghana has no excuse not to review the lending rate.
I think it sends a very strong signal to the central bank that it's about time they reduce the policy rate. What we have now of about 29%, looking at where we fixed the policy rate 29%, where inflation was 54%. Now inflation has dropped significantly to 20.9. So we cannot continue to put the policy rate at 29%. It's about time they reduce it. And I think that the signal is clear now. Now inflation is coming down. We have to stimulate private sector activity. And the only way to do that is to bring interest rates down, to make it affordable for businesses to borrow and expand. If we keep the policy rate at that high rate of 29%, I don't think that businesses will be doing well, because you cannot borrow at 47% or so to invest. So
Mark Bedwabwaji is the Chief Executive of the Ghana National Chamber of Commerce and Industry. Now, the Ghana Investment Promotion Center, GIPC, is pushing for local businesses to strategically focus on import substitution to support economic growth. Speaking to Joy Business at the fourth edition of the CEO's Connect organized by the Canada-Ghana Chamber of Commerce, Chief Executive of the Chamber, Yofi Grant, emphasized the need for Ghanaian businesses to adopt growth strategies that capitalize on the country's rich resource base.
We recognize that we can't keep exporting our raw materials and resources. So that the nascent transformation policy that we have is the one-to-one factory policy, where we're going to leverage on our raw materials and resources to now add value and export, especially where we have the AFCFTA, which is the biggest tariff-free market in the world today. If we manufacture in Ghana and we send to the continent, it does better for growing our economy, but also
Yofi Grant is the chief executive of the Ghana Investment Promotion Center. To one of our headline stories, Accra Mall, West Hills and Kumasi City Mall have been taken over by South African real estate investment firm Lango. This follows the completion of a new transaction deal worth more than $200 million. The move is part of decision by Lango to enter more African markets with its retail business strategy. The company's portfolio now includes high-quality commercial real estate assets across Ghana, Zambia, Nigeria and Angola. The new chain of properties adds to its already existing business spaces in Ghana, including the Stanbic, Accra Financial Center and Standard Chartered head offices. Now, we will follow up for more on this in our subsequent bulletins. And to some other stories, Ghana, with over 60% of its population under 35 years, sees significant potential in engaging its youth in agriculture. However, challenges such as limited access to resources hinder their full participation. Speaking at the 2024 Youth and Food Systems Transformation Policy Convening, the country director of the MasterCard Foundation, Rika Ngwamba, emphasized the need for institutional collaboration in dealing with youth unemployment.
In Ghana, our focus is in the agriculture sector, hence this partnership YEFA that we have with AGRA, because it employs about 40% already of the population, and we know that it's really at the core of enabling, you know, our countries develop and to be able to also provide more work. By skilling, providing relevant skills, we work with TVET and other education institutions in Ghana to enable our education system to adapt it to the needs that the private sector is looking for, especially in a time where we know that digital technology is critical.
You're still listening to the Joy Business Report. Have you thought about securing a year's discount on some interior decor, furniture, kitchenware and other housing staffs? Well, that awaits you when you visit one of our sponsors and exhibitor at the EcoBank Joy News Habitat Fair, Lesh Fortunes, a company specializing in interior decor. Its chief executive, Lilia Hansma Nafra, has been speaking to Joy Business about the deals that await prospective customers.
For this year, they are coming to see something new. We are still on the prefabricated homes. We are working on, you know, getting it very affordable this time. And you'll be seeing very nice decor pieces. And also, when they come, we're going to give a QR code. You take it, you go to our site, you put a comment, and you win a prize. 10% on curtaining or 10% on interior design is a huge discount. And so they should come expecting 10%. Once you have your name written in our visitor's book, anytime after a year, when you call and say I was at the fair, the discount applies. We'll do interior design advisory. We have something coming up we call Beyond Artisanship. So we'll train artisans in best practices, especially for those we work with in this industry. We do a lot with carpenters, with masons, with painters. And so in the next few months, hopefully early next year, we'll be rolling out that program.
You heard the chief executive of Lesh Fortunes, Lilia Hajima Nafra, there speaking, one of our exhibitors speaking to my colleague, Carlos Caloni, ahead of the EcoBank Joy News Habitat Mini Fair happening at the Good Park near Accra Mall from August 30th to September 1. Remember to be there for all your housing needs. Now, consumption of catfish has increased over the years, with many restaurants and homes embracing its consumption. On today's edition of Food Chain, Joy Businesses Jesse Ariel Magbapo engages the CEO of Catfish Village, Julia Frimpong Manso, to explore catfish farming and some challenges associated with the sector.
Catfish and tilapia are the common fishes that many fish farmers breed for commercial purposes. In recent times, consumption of catfish saw an increase. Today on Food Chain, we visit a teacher who is also a passionate catfish farmer with a 70,000 capacity catfish farm in Accra. Julia Frimpong Mansu is the chief executive of Catfish Village and tells the story of how this business, which serves individuals and restaurants, began.
The thought of adding another income to my salary was going to farming. And why catfish farming? Before I started with the catfish farming, I contacted one officer at the fisheries department. So he's the one who gave us the chance to study both catfish and tilapia. But looking at catfish is much better to work with than tilapia. Tilapia is very fragile. The catfish is thermo-aquatic. That means they can both live in the mud and they can also live in what? The fresh water. So catfish was preferable good to me.
According to her, high cost of fish feed on the market bet the desire to find an alternative source of feed for the fishes through maggot production.
We feed them with the pellet of fish feed, and also we also feed them with maggots. That setup is a soldier fly setup. And with the soldier fly, they lay eggs, the larval legs, which produces maggots. And with the maggots, we seal them up, build them up, and add it up to their feed.
But just like other fish farmers, Julia cites marketing as a major challenge due to how she struggles to sell the fish sometimes.
Marketing is very, very difficult. Marketing is very, very difficult. If you don't have a very good market or you are not accessible to market, your fish will be more than 6 months, getting to 8 months. You don't have any buyers. It might put you off to stop the farming. So our main challenge is marketing. It's the marketing structure for us. And you see, most of the time, people don't think about how you have invested into the fish from fingerling to this stage. So you can just imagine, for one pond alone, for let's say for a whole month, I have to spend about 22,000 Ghana for one pond alone. And as they are growing, some are dying. That is to my disadvantage. And when they come and give them a price, like say a kilo for 40 cedis, they think it's expensive.
While catfish is not considered a fatty fish, it is still a good source of omega-3 fatty acids and vitamin B12, hence the need for a further increase in consumption. That's it for today's edition of Food Chain.
Episode of Food Chain will be aired on Saturday at 6 p.m. on the Joy News channel. Do make a date. That said, for the Joy Business Report, brought to you by Imperial General Assurance, Solid Protection and EcoBank, a better way, a better Africa. Talking about EcoBank, every day people face different emergencies, police emergency, fire emergency, medical emergency, you name it. But many Ghanaians don't know their emergency numbers. Well, here's one you'd want to remember. *770#. Yes, *770# is the new EcoBank money emergency number. *770# gives you instant access to loans, fund transfers, utility payments, airtime and data purchases, and so much more. You don't need to panic when you need any EcoBank money emergency. Just dial *770#. No need to panic in any money emergency situation. EcoBank will always come to your rescue. Dial *770# now for solutions to your money emergencies. EcoBank, the Pan-African Bank. I am Pius Kujubaka. Thanks so much for your time. Ignition is next. Enjoy.
Chris, download it and use it. It gon' make your life so easy, yeah. Oh, yeah. Download it. You gon' enjoy it. In my Berman chain. Berman chain. In my Berman chain. Come make a download them for you. Cause you can pay bills. You can buy credit. You can pay school fees.
even just tight with the apple.
Can't come a come,
Echo Bank apple.
Can't come a come.
EcoBank mobile app. You can pay your bills, transfer to and from mobile wallet, virtual card creation, transfer to other banks, express account opening, scan and pay, express cash, all at your fingertips with the EcoBank mobile app. You know it's 5-star life with EcoBank. Kim promise.
Joy 99.7 FM.
For this funeral announcement. Now, the paramount chief of Wakpo traditional area, Togbiga Gbogbolulu IV, Agbota of Wakpo Jogbati, Togbi Agbeno V, Reverend A.Y. Mark Kpikpi, head of the Kpikpi family, Dr.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.